is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free to bring up absolutely anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we launch into another week of fun and excitement here. I believe Curtis may be joining us at a later point as our buddy Gardner Goldsmith called out tonight. Unfortunately, he has other things that he is attending to. But we will take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. So to start things out, there was some activism this morning. Here in New Hampshire, we've been filling you in as time goes on some of the amazing things that are happening here in the movement, the Liberty Movement up here in New Hampshire. Of course, the Free State Project is what brought Mark and myself here. We came here back in 2006 as part of the Free State Project, a movement designed to gather liberty-minded people together in the same geographic area. New Hampshire was chosen. We made the move. Hundreds of others have also made the move. Thousands more are coming. You could be part of it. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. But what happened a few weeks back during the Liberty Forum, which is an annual gathering of Free Staters and interested parties and who might want to come here or are looking at possibly coming here, they had a 420 celebration during this particular event. And we discussed it to quite an extent in that during the event, during this 420 or during the 420 celebration, there was a crackdown by the Nashville police. They had never experienced civil disobedience like this before. And so they arrested a young man who wasn't even necessarily related to the Free State Movement. He was just somebody who came by and was hanging out with us at the park because he saw us there celebrating cannabis and he wanted to join in. The cops targeted him for some reason, even though there were people standing around with bongs and things like that. They targeted this one young local man. Maybe it was because he was black. But anyway, they targeted
him. He would stand out. Like he's one of the few, if not the only, black guy at the event, right?
So they targeted him.
It's New Hampshire.
And then it was as he was being arrested, they were putting him in an undercover car because they had undercovers throughout the 420. And so as they were putting him in the undercover car, one of the activists, David, from here in the Keene area, decided to stand in front of the car. And he was also with a couple of other folks as well up there. But he was the primary guy in front of the car. And so the police then decided to arrest him after he refused to move out of the way. I mean, he was just trying to block this kid from being kidnapped by these armed men. So armed strangers come along and start kidnapping a friend of yours or a friendly associate. You do the right thing. David did the right thing. He stood in front of that cop car. So they arrested him for it. They charged him with, I think it was disorderly conduct and resisting arrest because he didn't voluntarily assist them in their kidnapping of him. And then they also arrested Catherine Bleich, who we've had on this program in the past. She's an activist who doesn't live in New Hampshire. She was just visiting during the Liberty Forum. They arrested her for so-called disorderly conduct, and I don't know if she got a resisting charge. I'm not clear on that.
Yeah, I think that what she did to stand out was she was certainly attempting to shame the cops. She was loud,
and she had a video camera, and she was standing in the road.
Yeah, she went out into the road. Yeah,
she was separate from much of the crowd, and
basically everybody who stayed on the sidewalk didn't get arrested.
Pretty much, yeah, because the cops were at that point they were trying to clear the road. They were demanding that people get on the sidewalk. Most people were obedient to that. They did get on the sidewalk. There were a few people that weren't arrested that day, but then the cops later on, weeks later, came and rounded them up. So they made three further arrests. In fact, one of the guys that was arrested in the roundups just got out of jail this afternoon. We might be hearing from him, Big Mike. But the development in the story today, besides Big Mike getting out of jail, is that Catherine Bleich and David, the two of the initial arrests, had trials scheduled for today. And so we came out for this, and we drove out from Keene. That's an hour drive, at least, hour 20 minutes, something like that. So we drove all the way out. I got up at 5:45 this morning. We drove all the way out there. Catherine Bleich is coming in from Texas. So she drove up to Missouri or something like that and then flew out the rest of the way out to up here to New Hampshire. And so folks had come out to support these activists in their trials. I mean, they're looking at jail time. I mean, this is disorderly conduct. It could take up to you could be in jail for up to a year on that.
Right, and I'm sure that the authorities know that Ms. Bleich was coming in from some other location, right?
I mean, oh, yeah, of course they know.
Of course they do.
They read our forums. These are bureaucrats, right? So they've got a lot of free time on their hands.
Well, they're doing police work by reading the forums.
It's a great excuse to read our forums. Curtis is joining us, by the way.
I feel a little guilty.
What do you feel guilty about what? We can hear you.
Well, Catherine called me prior to landing in Boston, let me know she'd be coming in. I suggested she use the Porcupine 411 service. So if they didn't know before that, they certainly knew she made that call.
They listened to those. The Port 411 is a little service. You can call a phone number, and it shoots out. The Port 411 shoots out that message that you leave to literally hundreds of people who are subscribed to it. Maybe even 1,000. I don't know how many subscribers there are. I'm sure there are hundreds. And so we showed up. It's 8 in the morning, there's a loaded docket full of trials, and we're thinking, oh, God, how long are we going to have to wait here? And turns out we didn't have to wait too long for court time. I mean, it was like an hour before they got started. That's typically what you should expect, if not longer. And then they called up Catherine, and her lawyer didn't even know what was going on. He had no clue that this was happening. Basically, what they said was that, well, we sent out a notice to you saying that if you've got if you're going to take more than 30 minutes for this trial, that the court needs to be notified, and the court was not notified of this. But they were basically saying, look, we didn't notify you because we didn't think it was going to take that long. I guess maybe her attorney said that it would. I think I'm confusing things. I've been up for a long time. David said he didn't intend to take that long because he doesn't have a defense. But they didn't care about that. It didn't matter because the prosecutor decided that it was going to be a long trial. But the prosecutor decided that it was going to be a long trial right there, that moment. So even though he knew this and clearly had communicated it to others, because the police were not there. So had the police been called for a trial and were surprised by that, that'd be one thing.
Wow, we're not on duty doing serving the public right now because we thought there was going to be a trial, huh?
Sure. So none of the state's witnesses were there. They all knew this was going to be postponed. So all of a sudden, we get to find out after everybody has driven for an hour plus, and in Catherine's case, come from across the country
for a
trial.
And this is the tactic. And it's not any kind of new tactic when it comes to the judicial system.
The tactic of dick you around?
Justice system, okay? The idea is that we have this organization, the courts, that they have a monopoly on justice, on the dispensement of justice in the United States, and somehow they're going to do a good job with that, unlike every other monopoly ever in history, ever. They're going to do a good job, and the people that are in control of it, because, hey, the judge works for the government, the prosecutor works for the government, the police work for the government. What a surprise. They collude to deprive you of justice. I mean, Catherine Bleich came in from Texas for this trial because she was going to stand up and she was going to say, no, you can't do this. I'm taking this all the way. And what do? They're costing her another plane ticket and several more days. Why? Because there's nothing to hold these people responsible. I mean,
why do they care?
Idea that you can set up a monopoly government, then extract all responsibility that these people have for their most responsibility these people have for their actions, and then expect justice to be dispensed. It's just absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, it was pretty ludicrous. I mean,
it's amazing when you do get justice under those circumstances.
So that was essentially what happened this morning. I mean, they basically put both the trials off to August. Early August is when they're scheduled for now.
Yeah, because we're gonna. This was on in February.
It was on in February?
When
did the original arrest?
February. Yeah.
March. Liberty Forum.
Yeah. So you're going to be 5 months away from the time? I mean, we could have had it a month or two, and then everybody's memory would have been fresh, and justice would have been more likely dispensed. And now we're going to be several months later.
Five months is a speedy trial in the United States.
Yeah, well, not to me.
All right, there's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. So basically the suggestion to the activists has been that, well, now if you're planning on having a trial, you should just get in the habit now of noticing the court that you plan on taking more than half an hour. That way they can't pull this crap anymore. Mm-hmm. There's more coming up. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-9602. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-9602. That's 800-204-9602. 800-204-9602.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. The site allows you to submit show prep ideas here to Free Talk Live, and other listeners can vote them up or down, and you can too. Most popular ideas make it to the front page of our website, up toward the top of the page. So enjoy that. It's free for you over at freetalklive.com. Mark, we have somebody special to bring on here, right?
Yeah, that's right. Mike Buck from NatureBee.
Mike Buck from NatureBee. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there, guys. You know what? I just was thinking during your break. This is the second luckiest day of your listeners' lives.
Why is that?
Well, the first day is the day they found you guys and decided to change their thinking and their life. And the second day is today because they start finding out on your great network of stations all about our wonderful product from New Zealand called Nature Bee.
That's right. These days we all need to make supplements a regular part of our diets. But with so many supplements out there, where do you start? And Mike Buck, you're here to tell us about Nature Bee from New Zealand.
Okay, look, let's face it. Nobody looks forward to that routine in the morning. It's too complicated. So many pills, tablets, and capsules. You take some with food, some with water, some on Wednesdays. That's why Nature Bee makes command simple. Two capsules a day, first thing in the morning with a glass of water, 37 little pennies, and you're done.
Yeah, you know, I've been taking it for about a month now, and I can't believe how it's helped me. I can honestly say it really works.
It's 100% natural, gang. You're all going to be amazed how Nature Bee plant pollen from New Zealand is going to change your life, too. Every vitamin, amino, mineral, and antioxidant, it's a power pack. It's a hand grenade of good health, and all you take are those two little capsules, and like that fat guy used to say on TV, away you go.
So since Nature Bee does it with just two capsules, I bet that means that you can save everybody some money.
Okay, now, here's the deal. Now, listen to this deal, everybody. 6 months supply of Nature Bee, $99.95 plus delivery. A special bonus, everybody listening to Free Talk yet, 3 extra months for free. You call toll-free to get that money-back guarantee, and it comes right to your door. 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. Or if you're listening all over the country to Free Talk Live online, you can do that too online, Nature Bee. That's naturebee.com.
Yeah, and don't forget, Nature Bee has a 100% money-back guarantee, and you can be just like me and call 1-866-834-8355 right now. It's 866-834-8355 at naturebee.com. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. As we're going to get to the phone calls here in a moment. Just make sure we've gotten everything told about the activist update here. As Catherine Bleich, who has been a guest on this program, is fairly, I guess, noteworthy within the Liberty community. She was one of the people named in that list of evil people from, what was that that organization? The Southern
Poverty Law Center, and it was a list of Meet the Patriots, I believe, is the term.
Yeah. So she ended up flying up here to New Hampshire to attend a trial. Her lawyer had no idea this was going to be happening, and so everybody was caught by surprise. Although I guess we really, in hindsight, shouldn't have been, because we kind of expect them to play games. But this was a pretty crappy game of them to play, and basically they wasted her money and her time.
Yeah.
And all of the rest of us, our time was wasted and our money as well, but we didn't have to buy a plane ticket. We just had to pay for the gas and get up early to come out there. So they've rescheduled the trials. They're now going to be in August, which, you know what, it's going to be good news in the long run, because that's 3 months down the line. It's a quarter of a year out now. August 2nd is when they're scheduling these trials for, which means we've got 3 more months to bring more activists here to New Hampshire so we can have twice as many people show up to the trials. Because honestly, you know, for the big city, for Nashua, we didn't have that many more people in Nashua than we normally do out here in Little Old Keene. So I know people are working. It's an early morning thing, and it's not easy to get up and go to court early in the morning. So hopefully we'll have more people turning out in support of these great activists here. I know that Pete and Adam from Motorhome Diaries are moving up this summer, and so I know they're going to be here. I imagine they're going to want to come out for that. And it's the springtime, summertime. That means new people are going to be showing up here in New Hampshire. Some people show up during the wintertime, but you get a lot of new people during the spring and summer for the Free State Project. Again, go to freestateproject.org to learn more. All right, so I think that pretty much covers everything that went down this morning. But then something else happened just this afternoon, and Brian Travis is here from the CD Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. And Brian, you're on Free Talk Live here. What happened today?
Hey guys, did you talk about the other activist, or one of the other activists who was arrested for that Nashua thing, Mike Tyner, Big Mike?
No, I have not gotten into Mike's details yet. Big Mike was was arrested. He was they tracked him down at his house 3 weeks after the 420 celebration. Arrested him for so-called disorderly conduct.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and they arrested him at gunpoint, by the way. They pulled guns on him and his peaceful roommate, and then they locked him away in a jail cell on $200 bail, which he was supposed to stay in jail for a full month until his trial was scheduled. But something changed today. What happened?
Yeah, well, Mike wanted to get out. He's got some things to take care of, and he basically essentially doesn't trust that they'll live up to their promise of having this trial here in a couple of weeks. He's been in already for a couple of weeks. And so he wants out. He doesn't think the motions are getting filed the way he wants them, so he wants out. So he contacted the CD Evolution Fund to see if we could help cover his bail. And so today I went down there to the jail where he was. And the bail is $200, but they're very careful always to say plus a $40 bail commissioner fee. And I looked into this a little bit, and Brad Jarvis wrote a blog entry on the Freeteen site last week, I guess, that $40 is BS, that they don't have to charge that. And there are some reasons for that. And so I thought, well, let's give that a try. So I did a quick study. I only had about an hour to prepare for this, and so I printed out the relevant statutes of the New Hampshire Code. And by the way, I'm in the tap room right now. We're celebrating Mike's release, so there's motorcycles and things going by.
Oh, I couldn't hear anything. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, I figured I'd give this a try. Well, I get there at 4 o'clock, and this is another place that they lied to me. When I called at 2, the guy in the booking department said, oh, come by at 4. That's right after shift change, and things will go a lot faster then. Well, don't believe it. That's the slowest time of the day, apparently. But, you know, how often do I bail somebody out? So I was there for 2.5 hours, and he finally came out. But in the interim, the bail commissioner shows up, and I have my paperwork there, and he says, well, you have $240, right? And I said, well, I have the bail. And then he said, well, they told me you had $240. I said, I told them I have the bail, which is $200. And I said, now, what is this, $40? And he said, well, that's the bail commissioner fee. And I said, you're the bail commissioner? He says, yes, I am. And then I started reading from the statutes. I had all this stuff printed out. And I said, well, you know, no video cameras allowed, by the way, of course, and they had the guy there.
Mm.
So I started reading from the statutes, and in fact, they don't have to collect the $40. There is a provision in the rules that say that they don't have to collect it.
Right, and we can get into this here in a moment. If you've got time, can you hang on for a bit?
Absolutely, sure.
All right, more with Brian Travis from CDEvolution.org, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, moving the ball forward and helping out those who are willing to disobey and non-cooperate. CDEvolution.org. There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Now, all the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And on the website, you will find archives, a lot of them, that go back all the way to the beginning of 2009 in our podcast. You can, of course, get live streams as well. It's all free for you at freetalklive.com.
You want to know how to give your baby a head start? You can teach your baby to read beginning as early as 3 months old. Now, that means you start to teach them at 3 months old. They don't read at 3 months old. It's easy and fun to do with the Monkey See, Monkey Do Baby Reading Kit. The best part is it's risk-free since they offer a one-year money-back guarantee. You can visit their website for a six-page report on how to have a smarter baby. Order now, and they'll ship it to you right away. We recently started this program with our son Jack, and I can't say enough about it. He loves it. He loves the flashcards that go with it. He likes them better than his books. It's really working. BabyReadingKit.com.
Okay, so two lessons to impart so far tonight. Now, people listening might be thinking, well, you guys are talking so much about New Hampshire. Well, there's a lot going on up here that's worth talking about. But lesson number one is if you're thinking about doing activism in New Hampshire, don't try it while you're visiting. We talked about Catherine Bleich and how she was called here for a trial today. She traveled all the way from Texas because she was arrested in New Hampshire while she was visiting during the Liberty Forum for some nonsense. But she was arrested up here. So she comes up for this trial. They say, oh, we're going to reschedule. We're going to do it on August 2nd.
Well,
and so now she gets to come all the way back unless she wants to get a failure to appear warrant and then possibly be arrested the next time she comes.
They absolutely attempted to screw her, but she's a national activist anyway. I mean, that's kind of her thing, to go all over.
But the lesson here is, look, she's not going to be happy about this, Mark. She's not. This could have happened anywhere, though.
I guess that's the point I'm trying to make. She could have been in Texas doing some kind of activism, got arrested, and they would have done something like this to her anyway.
Yeah, but at least then she would live in Texas.
My point being,
I should have used Texas. She goes all over doing this at these I can't remember what she calls
them. Sure. And so she should understand this is going to be part and parcel of doing activism.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is, for everybody else who's not Catherine Bleich, if you're looking at moving to New Hampshire and you come up here and you visit and you get all caught up in the excitement, because there's a lot
happening. It happens.
There's activism going on. People are getting arrested. Record numbers of people have been arrested. Record numbers were arrested last year. We've already exceeded in the first 5 months of this year, already exceeded, I think, in total, the number of activists that were arrested last year. So there's a lot happening, and it can be infectious. I mean, if you're around people that are willing to say no and to be disobedient, it can be infectious in a good, positive way, and it's a good thing to be infected by, but not if you've got to go back to California, you know, the next weekend. So you want to be able to be here in New Hampshire, so if something does happen, you don't have to fly halfway across the country or all the way across the country in order to come here and deal with the legal process, which is just arduous and annoying.
It makes perfectly good sense. And that's the reason that police officers look, when they give out tickets, they look for people who are out of state. Why? I mean, they're not going to dispute it. If I have a parking ticket here in Keene that I'm disputing. If that parking ticket was in Manchester, New Hampshire, or, you know, someplace farther, I wouldn't dispute it. I'd just give them their money.
All right. So that's one lesson. I want to get back to Brian Travis here in a moment. But the other lesson, as we're learning from Brian Travis, is that when bureaucrats tell you things, they aren't necessarily telling you the truth. Brian, you're back with us from cdevolution.org. And this is a rule that applies across the board. Doesn't matter where you are, even if you're not even in America. Whatever the bureaucrats say should be questioned. And so what you found out, Brian, because, well, one of the bureaucrats turned good and left the side of the government and moved toward liberty. His name's Brad Jardis. He's formerly of law enforcement. He's now left law enforcement. He's now blogging at freekeen.com. And his first blog post that he ever did revealed that in New Hampshire, when they tell you you've got to pay $40 for the bail commissioner, turns out you don't have to pay it.
That's right. And if you look at their statutes, and in fact, their statutes have been, when I say there, I mean the New Hampshire government statutes, there was a New Hampshire Supreme Court opinion, not a decision, but just an opinion because they thought it was important enough, but there was no real case. They cited a bunch of cases. But in fact, that $40 really amounts to extortion. There is no obligation to pay this. And in fact, if you don't pay it, it is illegal for them to not release you if you pay the bail. So, for instance, it was $200 to get Mike out today, plus this $40 extortion. Now, I talked to the guy. I had all this stuff. We were, you know, behind a bulletproof glass, right? And I'm standing there with a telephone trying to balance this thing on my shoulder and read everything. But I said, are you an agent of the court? And he said, yes, I had to establish that to go through the rest of it. But basically, it got down to the point where he knew, and I knew both, that this thing was extortion, and he didn't have to collect it. And so he finally said, okay, fine. Is that what you want to do? You know, not pay the 40? And I said, well, of course.
How many people want to pay an extra $40 fee? I mean, who's dying to do that? Especially for a service you're not really looking for.
So he said, just put the $200 in the little thing. They have this thing like, you know, the cashier or the tellers have at the drive-up window. You know, you put the money in there and they pull it in there. So he has something written up. I didn't see what it was, some kind of a form that he was looking at. And he said, you know, are you doing this in Mike's name or in your name? And I said in Mike's name because I didn't want to get into the rest of the details. And so anyway, I assume that form is for me. It was a multi-part thing. So I threw the $200 in this thing. He pulls it open. He was really mad. He pulls it back, and then he lowers the curtain between him and me. And it's like, aren't I supposed to get a receipt for this $200 in cash I just gave you? So that could be another call here later. When I call and tell you guys that we have no account for this money.
Another thought is you're giving the money in Mike's name, which means that they can keep the money if there's some kind of fine.
Is that what that means?
Because that's Mike's money, not your money.
I don't know what it means. Mike didn't get the, we're all having a beer. I don't know what that means. He was supposed to get some kind of bail conditions, and they didn't give that to him either. Anyway, he finally got out. And
they didn't make him sign bail conditions?
No, he signed nothing.
Awesome.
Hold on. He did sign something. I found out after. Okay, first of all, this was a victory because this is the first time this has ever happened. In fact, the guy said, I've been doing this for 40 years, and I've never heard of anybody not paying the money.
Of course not. Everybody takes his word for it.
Welcome to the new world, pal. So Mike gets out, and the first thing he says to me as he comes through the door is, oh, man, what did you tell that guy? He was pretty pissed. As it turns out, this guy was just beside himself. I mean, he was about to blow a vessel or something after he talked to me. And Mike wanted to get out. And so Mike actually signed something that says, I'll pay you later the $40.
Oh, no.
I just found that out. Now, it was a savvy move on his part to let Mike out. But I wish we were able to coordinate this because there is a clear one of their rules in their statutes that says that they cannot keep you if you don't pay this $40.
Mm.
If you pay the bail and don't pay the $40, that's not reason for them to keep you in there. But Mike just wanted to get the heck out of there and he'll be done with it.
You know, when I was inside,
how that unfolds.
When I was inside Valley Street, I was told by the other inmates there that they could hold you till midnight that night. So you get there at noon post bail. If you get there at noon, you want to post bail. Odds are that guy wasn't going to show up till 3 or 5 o'clock anyway. But I'm told they could hold you till midnight, release you 12:01 without breaking any laws.
I had all night. Everybody there was about 15 people who showed up. I did a 411 at 3 o'clock, a little before 3 o'clock, and by 4 o'clock there were 15 people there, just waiting and supporting Mike, supporting this great activist.
So, yeah, how long do they want that going on in their lobby, really? I mean, they're going to make you wait for a while, as they typically do, but do they really want you there all night long with your parties and pot smoking and everything like that? I don't know. That's a good question. So I'm glad to hear that that Big Mike is out. Brian, thanks for checking in with that story with us tonight. I'll let you get back to the party. Again, Brian Travis from CDEvolution.org. That's CDEvolution.org. Great place to go and help out the people like Big Mike, people like Curtis that are involved in doing civil disobedience. And we'll definitely have to find out about whether that money is in Mike's name and if that means that we can lose that money or not. About $200, no big deal, but Curtis was like $3,000 to get him out. We definitely don't want to lose that. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Russian M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com, if you want to help support the show, we've got a whole bunch of brand new banners. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and into more ears on the internet. And one of those things is by posting a banner on your website. We've got a variety of different sizes, and you'll find one that will fit. We've got all the standard banner sizes, the towers, the skyscraper banners, the long width banners, teeny little banners. So whatever it is that the space you want to fill, it's likely one of our banners will fit. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com and scroll all the way down because there's a whole bunch to choose from. Again, promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Coming up, the census. We've got an update on the census. In fact, I just had a census bureaucrat visit me tonight, so we can talk about that. But also, apparently, their computer system is broken. That's a shocker, huh? Government agency that's got a broken computer system. Let's go first, though, to TJ in Florida. TJ, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Curtis and Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Appreciate it.
Never mind, TJ.
I listened to your program via podcasting, so I didn't get a chance to complete Saturday's podcast, but the large portion of the show was based on immigration.
I'd say almost all of it was.
Yeah, just about. One thing that I've noticed that people are forgetting, these people who, want to tout, we're a nation of laws, what they're forgetting is that the Constitution that the federal government United States government touts is supposed to use as their playbook. Article 1, Section 8 of that basically states that the federal government only has the power to manipulate the laws regarding naturalization. Naturalization is actually the process of becoming a citizen, a so-called citizen of the United States. It's not actually immigration. Immigration is actually being here. That's left up to the states.
I'd like to stop you here. This is an argument that Gardner Goldsmith makes, and it may very well be true in that you know, there's like the very, very good scholars of the Constitution may be able to figure this out. Of course, there's plenty of them that will disagree. However, there is a portion of the Constitution that I think it's intended to regulate slavery, but it does use the term migration in it. And it says the federal government after the year like 1812 or 1816 or 1806 or something like that will have the right to regulate migration. And to me, that means people coming into the country. Now, this document that you're referring to, the Constitution, this is one of the reasons I don't like it, because so many people can interpret it any way they wish.
It's weak to stand on the Constitution.
And secondly, it doesn't matter what you and I think. The Constitution doesn't say in it, this document was written in plain English so that the average person can read it and interpret it. It says, or at least it's interpreted at this point, to mean that only 9 guys in dresses, I think there might be 2 women on the Supreme Court at this point, get to interpret it. So it doesn't matter what you and I say.
Right, right. They're going to do whatever they're going to do. The Constitution doesn't matter. It's been a dead letter, you know, well, since everybody who signed it died. I mean, so we understand that. It's just it's funny to see them fall back onto this, we're a nation of laws, when they clearly violate their own laws time and time again. I mean, how much proof do you need that this is a dead letter?
Apparently, you need a lot of damn proof, because people just aren't paying attention. You know, if they are paying attention and they're pointed out some of the proof about how the government doesn't care about its own rules, then, well, they'll just say things like, well, we need to elect the right people.
Yeah, it's just frustrating to keep hearing the same uninformed, one, uninformed, and then two, people just want to keep their head in the sand, and they're
yeah, that's
so
why I left Florida.
I know, all right, guys, well, that's all that I had on my mind.
Thanks, TJ. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Andrew is on the line in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Yes. Hey. So I haven't actually sent my census thing yet, but part of the reason is because just on the front of the envelope, where it wants me to send it to is to the 2010 Census Data Capture Center, which in the first place doesn't seem like somewhere I want to send my information. And then in the second place, if you look at question 8 on it, it says, in the first place, it has all these questions like, what is person 1's sex? What is person 1's age? And what is person 1's date of birth? You know,
mm-hmm.
But question 8 says, is person 1 of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? And then question 9 says, what is person 1's race?
Yeah, I found that pretty curious myself.
In the first place, why are we singling Hispanics, Latinos, and Spanish origin people out yet? You know, my family is of Spanish origin, so what?
I agree. It seemed very strange to me.
Here's one of the reasons is that basically, like, people from Cuba, for instance, will often identify themselves as white if given the choice. Identify yourself as, you know, black, white, or other. They want to know, is this a Hispanic thing? There's health issues that go with being Hispanic.
But it's not black, white, or other. It's black,
no, there's lots
white,
of, there's lots
a bunch
of
other choices.
But many people, it's difficult to decide. And what they're trying to do is not only decide what people's race are, it's to decide where they come from.
I think they want to know where Hispanics are so they can go around and check their so-called citizenship.
No, that's what you think.
They did it with the Japanese in World War II. They rounded them up with that information.
I don't know that that's proof for what's happening now.
I think they're going to do some reverse discrimination. All people of Spanish descent are now going to be worth 1 5/8 a vote.
Person?
Congratulations.
Andrew, further thoughts?
I don't know. I just think, you know, if they, like, he came to your house, did you give him any information, or did you just say you weren't participating, or what?
You know, I gave him, and maybe I can play the audio here in a little bit. It's very short. The encounter only lasted about a minute, and he was being so nice. I did tell him what my first name was, because he told me his first name. And I had originally intended to ask some questions, but again, you know, these are just the low level bureaucrats. They don't really have any answers.
Yeah.
And he was being nice. I didn't want to to take anything to the next level. So it was a fairly friendly encounter. And Mark was here for it.
Yeah, I'd like to. I don't think that there is a liberty action, a proper liberty action, an orthodox liberty action for when the Census Bureau worker comes to the door. I don't think giving them all the information that you wish to give them is somehow outside of the realm of you know, doing the libertarian thing. I don't think refusing to give them, you know, the information makes you a good libertarian. I don't think there's any good particular action. I think that this is just an interaction with a government bureaucrat, and you should react the way you wish to react.
If a government bureaucrat's going to be nasty, then they would. If he would have been nasty, he would have gotten some questions from me.
Right. If you invite them in and tell them that you know, there's 24 Eskimos that live at this house, and you know, that's fine. If you say, okay, you come in, I'll ask you the same questions you ask me, and I'm going to write them down too. I mean, that's got to be disturbing.
Yeah, there are a lot of different approaches that people could take with this, and I think it'd be kind of fun to have people take whatever approach they think is take whatever approach they think is right, but make a point of recording it. That way, everybody can put their census experiences online on, you know, YouTube or something like that, and then other people can view them and see what different techniques resulted in and what, you know, types of bureaucrats they were dealing with. And I think it'd be very enlightening. At least it'd be fun.
Okay, so in the case that say he comes to the door, do I have to be like, hey, you know, is it okay if I record this or?
Well, you don't have to ask if it's okay.
Right.
I mean, this guy did not want me recording it. In fact, that was one of the things that turned him right around.
Were you recording it right out in the open, like, hey, I'm recording this in plain as day? Or
I think that's important. If you're hiding the fact that you're recording it, then you might be open to some kind of legal issues, depending on where you are.
Right, I got you. Okay.
But then again, he is in public.
Just bust out my phone, go to the record thing, and just say, I'll talk to you while I'm recording it.
Yeah, I always like to tell them they're being recorded because it will change their behavior typically. And you know, like Mark says, there could be legal issues depending on
if they have an expectation of privacy, and one might expect that they're not being recorded. It, you know, it's not total privacy; it's a type of privacy, and the type of
they are in public. So
they are on my doorstep.
Yeah, it might be something that you could get away with and possibly win that case, but just depends on whether or not you want to.
And you have $20,000 to fight that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just get a little recording that says every time you interact with someone in a real monotonous, boring tone, for quality control purposes, this interaction may be recorded.
Or you can put a little sign on your door that says, you know, these premises video recorded. Or
absolutely, you could do either of those things. And so let us know what happens out there. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But yeah, I had my video. I've had my video camera on charge for months, knowing that this day would come, and so I was totally ready. All right, 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. The census computer system, it's kind of broken. We'll tell you more about it here in a little bit. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.